How much can we stand? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network, sponsored by Prilosec. Go to PrilosecOTC.com for a special offer. $3 gas is with us again, and that means it's time to put a farmer in your tank.
I like the idea of talking to people who are growing America's energy security.
Yeah, just pray they don't discover huge soybean deposits in the Middle East. But while we wait for cheap and plentiful biofuel, it's the airlines who are ready to show us what the future really holds. You see, FAA rules say only the passengers need to be restrained during takeoff and landing. There's nothing about them having to sit. And so, Airbus has been pitching the airlines on the idea of special seats that would allow passengers to fly standing. Passengers will be propped against a padded backboard and held in place with a harness, like a stand-up roller coaster, so that instead of being 30 inches apart, seats can be 25 inches apart. But since your legs are extended, officially, you get more leg room. Kind of like the legroom you enjoy when you're the last person on the bus. Now, supposedly, this is only for the Asian airlines, but the way fuel prices are going, we'll be getting stand-up seating, too, with children under 12 in the overhead bins. Welcome to the age of ruthless efficiency. You see, this proves just how wrong intelligent design theory is. If there truly was an intelligent designer, he would have made us all with detachable limbs so the airlines could just tranquilize us and stuff us in cargo. By the way, travel tip, when you stow your child in the overhead bin, put the small one's shoes out. They fit better that way. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.